The USC Trojans will be facing their longtime rival, the UCLA Bruins, this Saturday at the Rose Bowl. Sports reporter Chris Pizar from our sister organization, Neon Tommy, joins us for a preview of that game. Hi, Chris.
How you doing, Madeline?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So tell us, what makes this year different than previous seasons?
Well, the first thing you got to look at is both teams' records. UCLA comes in 4-7, so they don't even have a chance to be bowl eligible. USC comes in at 7-5, a little bit of down year for them. Of course, they have that sanction, so they won't be going bowling either.
So basically, they're both not that good.
Yeah, not that good.
Yeah. So what are the keys to this game?
What is going to determine this game is who's going to start at quarterback for USC. Matt Barkley, of course, missed the last game versus Notre Dame, a loss with a high ankle sprain. He claims he's going to play this week, but no matter who is behind center for the Trojans, it's all about Richard Brijo and UCLA's 116th passing offense picking it up, because if they want to keep pace with USC's offense, that's what they're going to have to do.
And rumor has it, UCLA claims that USC pranksters dumped red dye into three of their fountains, and as a precaution, UCLA students are guarding their bronze Bruin statue. What does USC do around this time to guard Tommy Trojan?
Well, they do a couple of things. Namely, they wrap up Tommy Trojan and Traveler. They wrap them up in like saran wrap and tape to protect them. And they also have 24-hour lookout, so they have shifts and they're keeping an eye on the statues.
Thanks, Chris, for joining us. And that was sports reporter Chris Pizar from Neon Tommy.